Governor Jay Inslee continues his latest presidential campaign trip with a stop in Michigan today. Meanwhile, here in Washington State, there's good news for people who purchased individual health insurance. Joining us live to talk more about the governor's presidential bid and what's happening here is Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. Austin, let's start with what's on the governor's agenda today.
Inslee has three events in Detroit today, Kirsten, and this is a trip that has an environmental justice focus. So he's going to begin his day doing a walking tour in Detroit's most polluted zip code, where, according to his campaign, asthma hospitalization rates are three times the state average in Michigan. After that, he's going to do a roundtable discussion on the intersection of environmental justice and clean energy. Of course, clean energy is a big part of his presidential campaign platform. And then he'll do another tour in another part of Detroit to learn about the lack of clean and affordable drinking water, which is a big issue there, and also something that the governor has been talking about on the campaign trail.
And I understand that his climate change message will continue as he travels from Michigan and moves to New York City. Is that his next stop?
That's right. He's been on a six-day campaign trip that began in California. He was in Iowa yesterday, Michigan today. He goes to New York City tomorrow, where he will be giving a speech on climate change. No surprise there. This is his signature issue. That will be at the Council on Foreign Relations Wednesday. The timing for this is convenient for him. Wednesday is World Environment Day. Then he comes back to Washington State on Thursday, but he's back to Iowa this weekend for the Iowa Democrats Hall of Fame dinner, which will include several other Democratic candidates. He also shared the stage or was in attendance at the California State Democratic Party Convention last weekend, where there were several candidates. So you can kind of feel the tempo picking up here in general. And he's also showing up at locations where there are other candidates for president as well.
So it seems like his momentum is picking up. And you've learned this morning about a request Inslee has made to try to put climate change front and center in the Democratic presidential debates.
And this isn't the first time he's done this. He sent a letter now to the DNC chair, Tom Perez, requesting that they create a debate built around climate change as the focus. He first requested this, Inslee did, back in April. He's re-upping that request. Keep in mind, though, that for the next round of debates going forward, they're actually increasing the thresholds to get on the stage. So Inslee's qualified for the first round of debates coming up in June. Down the road, it's going to get harder and harder to actually get on the stage because they've got so many candidates. They're starting to ratchet up what it's going to take to qualify.
So it feels like he's trying to strike while the iron is hot and get climate change in there as an issue for the debates. Now, he's not just talking climate change, though. You mentioned he was in California over the weekend with 13 other Democratic presidential candidates, and he unveiled an immigration plan. So he's talking immigration as well.
He is. Yeah, he was in San Francisco for the state convention in Los Angeles prior to that, talking about immigration. And, you know, he's proposing things that in many ways we've heard before from Democrats, where he's also proposing things that would be a very heavy lift, given that Congress has, you know, heretofore been unable to find some compromise on immigration. But the kinds of things that he's talking about are kind of immediately within the first 100 days of being president, rescinding a lot of the Trump administration policies, no more wall, no more travel ban, addressing what's going on at the border with families being separated. There's a climate change displacement element to his immigration plan. So looking at how climate change is affecting family migration, he would increase the opportunity for refugee resettlement, and he would also want to create a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
All right. Well, before I let you go, Austin, let's turn to some consumer news you've been reporting on here in Washington, a bit of a reprieve for purchasers of individual health insurance.
Yeah, this is good news after years of double-digit rate hikes. There's about 200,000 people in Washington who are buying insurance on the individual market, often through the healthcare exchange. So what's happening now is the insurers are submitting their requested rates for 2020 to the state insurance commissioner, and those average rate increases are under 1%. Again, we've seen double-digit increases in the last several years. The other thing is that there are a couple more insurers showing up to offer insurance. And what this means is that at this point, all counties will have an option, and more counties than this year, starting next year, will have more than one option. Because keep in mind, there's a lot of counties out there, more than a dozen, where you only have one option. Now it's going to be more like eight. So there seems to be some stability perhaps coming into that market. The key thing to be thinking about for 2021 is that's when the new state public option, they're calling it, will come online, and that will be an option in addition to the privately offered plans.
All right, Austin, sorting it all out and adding context. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Kristen.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live, as he does most Tuesday mornings at this time on 88.5.